other way of saying pregnant, how does that sound to you now?
Well, that's about all you ever hear now. You don't ever hear nothing else.
Do you ever say she's in the family way, or she's expecting, or she broke her foot, or anything like that?
Yeah, I've heard niggas say, so-and-so's in the family way.
Uh-huh. You wouldn't say that yourself? A long time ago, if they didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman they could send for would be a...
granny woman.
And a child that's born to a woman that's not married is called a...
they call it a bastard, but you know what a bastard is?
What?
A person that don't recognize that there's a God Almighty. You don't take him as a personal savior. That's a bastard.
That's what it says in the Bible? Would you ever...
it's a legitimate baby. It's born without a daddy.
What would you call if an illegitimate baby?
One that's got out of wedlock.
Uh-huh. If you wouldn't call him a bastard, what would you call him?
A legitimate baby.
Did you ever say a Woods colt or a briar patch baby?
Woods colt means, in the dictionary, means the same thing as a bastard.
You mean the illegitimate, or...?
Means a bastard, what they call a bastard. What I mean, the old people used to call a woods colt a kid instead of a legitimate baby. Now they call it a bastard.
Would you ever use the word woods colt? And you'd say Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even
more loving.
And your brother's son would be called your
nephew.
Huh?
Nephew.
And a child whose parents are dead is called a...
orphan child.
And the person who's supposed to look after the orphan is his legal...
custodians.
Or legal guard.
Guardian.
And if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you'd say, well, this area is full of my...
really, nieces and nephews.
What else could you call them?
Relatives.
Anything else people used to say besides relatives?
Kinfolks.
And you say, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no
related.
And someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he's called a
stranger.
What if he comes from a different country?
He's a foreigner.
Would you ever use the word foreigner about someone who hadn't come from a different country? And a woman who conducts school is called a...
teacher.
Any special names for a woman who's a teacher?
Oh yeah, the school mistress. School mom.
Is that what they used to be called?
They used to call them school mistress around here.
Do you hear that now?
Hardly ever. Call them teachers.
And the name of a barrel maker.
Barrel maker?
Uh-huh. Or as someone's family name. Do you ever hear the name Cooper or Cooper?
Cooper. There's a Cooperage company down here at Monroe that makes barrel staves.
Uh-huh.
But they don't make the barrel. They ship it off somewhere and they make the barrel.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard the name Cooper or Cooper used as someone's last name?
Yeah.
What would you call a married woman with that last name? If you were introducing her, you'd say, this is...
Miss Cooper.
And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Aunt.
Huh?
Aunt.
Okay, you'd say she'd be...
your aunt.
And the name of the mother of Jesus...
name Mary.
And George Washington's wife.
Her name Mary too, Martha, wasn't it?
And do you remember an old song that started off, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
How did
it? It started off, Wait Till the Sun Shines. Do you remember the girl's name in that? What about the song about Aunt Dinah's quilting party?
I didn't hear that.
And a male goat is called a...
Billy.
Huh?
Billy.
And the first book in the New Testament of the Bible.
named Matthew.
And the name of the wife of Abraham?
Sarah.
Huh?
Sarah.
And someone nicknamed Bill, his full name would be?
William.
And if your father had a brother and you called him by that full name, you'd call him?
William.
Or he's your father's brother, you'd call him?
William Bill.